Speaker 1.
I joined the student theatre club at university when they were putting on a play by the Spanish writer Lorca. He was one of the writers we studied in my Spanish degree. I found his writing quite difficult and thought that helping to put on the play might make it easier for me. I'm not sure it did, but I enjoyed myself and stayed with the club for 2 years. I mainly did things like operating the lights. Working alongside the different people there taught me a lot. That's what I got out of it most, actually. It was different to the academic work, which was mainly an individual thing.
Speaker 2.
I used to go to a youth theatre group at weekends. I did it for about 5 years, from when I was 12. Some of the people from that group are still my best friends. We had some excellent teachers who taught us things like how to use our voices and getting into a character. More than anything, though, it allowed me to develop my imagination and my ability to come up with new ideas, which is important to me as a filmmaker. My acting was never good enough to do it professionally, but what I learnt there definitely helps me today in what I do behind the camera.
Speaker 3.
My secondary school put on a big production at the end of each school year. It was voluntary, but my friends and I always got involved. One year we did a Shakespeare play, Macbeth. Another time, a musical, West Side Story. I always had small parts because I wasn't one of the best actors or singers, but I didn't mind. The great thing was it was so different from normal schoolwork. When we were rehearsing, sorting out costumes or whatever, we forgot about our problems with maths tests or history essays, and we felt better afterwards. The shows attracted big audiences who were always very appreciative, which was nice.
Speaker 4. I'm in an amateur theatre group which puts on plays for the local community. It's a nice contrast with my work as an engineer. I got into it through a friend, actually. To be honest, I'd never done any drama before, so I didn't have many expectations. The first production I was in was something by Chekhov, the Russian playwright. I didn't know anything about his plays, so it was interesting for me. I was pleasantly surprised to find that I could actually act quite well. And for me, that's been the wonderful thing about joining the group. The realisation that I'm good at something I'd had no idea about. Speaker 5.
3 years ago, a colleague persuaded me to help out with the company's end-of-year show. It's a mix of sketches, singing and comedy, a sort of cabaret, all put together by people from different departments. I'm not a natural performer, I'm too shy, but I'm fine at backstage work, like operating the sound system. In fact, I've become a bit of an expert with the sound equipment, so they put me in charge of it. The main benefit, as I see it though, is that people from different sections of the company get to know each other and end up socialising at other times. The show's worth working on just for that.